Spotlight. This is Akashvani. In the program Spotlight, now we bring you a discussion on global AI landscape and India's progress in AI. The participants are Dr. Utpal Chakraborty, AI expert, and Sarabjit Kaur, anchor.
Good evening, listeners, and welcome to today's edition of Spotlight. The global artificial intelligence landscape is characterized by rapid technological advancements, evolving regulatory frameworks, and growing ethical considerations. While AI offers immense potential for progress, it also presents risks that demand careful management. Over the past few years, AI has become a crucial component driving bold transformations. To understand better the global AI landscape and India's progress in artificial intelligence, we have with us today Dr. Utpal Chakraborty, artificial intelligence expert. Dr. Chakraborty, welcome and thank you for joining in.
Thank you so much.
Dr. Chakraborty, today India is becoming a global AI leader. Its software talent and access to large data sets help create effective AI solutions. In fact, on 16th July, the country celebrated the Artificial Intelligence Appreciation Day. The day celebrates the country's growing role in the global AI landscape. In your view, how has AI contributed to the progress of the country?
AI has already contributed to the progress of the nation, but more importantly, I think there is a huge potential, and it has already been predicted by companies like PwC and Gartner and other companies. There will be a global boost of more than $15 trillion, which will be coming from AI innovations, AI applications, AI products, and all other things. Considering the share that India can harness from this is, I think, enormous. The reason being, we are already an IT hub of the world. These AI technologies are not much different from the other IT technologies that we have been using. Of course, it is a little bit different, but upgrading anybody from a normal IT professional to a data scientist or a data scientist is not a very big task. In that way, if we see, I think India has got a big opportunity. Now, coming to what has already been done, you can see all the initiatives that have been already there by India AI initiative or initiative by Niti Aayog or MITI. These are all, we can see some of the applications also. Considering all kind of face recognition that is happening in your airport, DigiJatra, then all other apps that we are using, every day, including your DigiLocker, this, that, and all those things. So everything is powered by AI. So these are just few examples. Now, AI being used in many applications in Indian Railway, in the ticketing system and all other systems, in our all automobile sector, the manufacturing sector, banking, and all other areas. So I think it has got a huge impact already.
Dr. Chakraborty, you just mentioned about huge potential and big opportunities. So my next question has two parts. What is the role of artificial intelligence in modernizing the agriculture sector in the country? And how far has AI upgraded the defense infrastructure?
In agriculture, there are many use cases or many applications. Some of the startups are already working on those use cases, but I think the potential is enormous. Just to give you a couple of examples, like detection of diseases in any crops with computer vision, it's very much possible. So you can just click the photograph of a infected crop or a diseased crop, and the AI model can process it, and it can tell that this is the type of the disease, and these are the treatments or the remedies for this particular disease. So any farmer today, they can click a photograph and they can process that. So those apps are available. Probably those are not been democratized well till now, but AI has the capability to do that. Second area, another example, is basically now there could be applications which the farmer can use in his or her own vernacular, any regional language, and they can take the guidance related to any kind of farming, any kind of fertilizer, any kind of loans if they want to apply, and all other things, they can do it in their own vernacular without any middleman in place. Okay, so they can directly communicate with those apps are super intelligent. They can give all type, they can access all government schemes and all other details, and they can guide them. In that way, there are many other applications in the agriculture. Okay, and China being an example, because they have already been implemented many, many applications of AI in the agriculture sector. Now, coming to the defense sector, yes, already in defense also, we can see many, many applications which are already there. For example, any kind of autonomous systems, right? Like drones. Drones are autonomous, and these are all powered by AI, because then they can adapt to the situation, or they can adapt to the environment, and it can take auto decisions. It is not like all pre-programmed. It is not. It can take its own autonomous decision within a boundary, of course, it cannot take. So similarly, there are many, many other military equipments, military which are powered by AI. So that the intelligence is built into the system. Okay, and system can take some level of autonomy and decision depending on the scenario or the situation it encounters. But having said that, in the defense sector also, there are many other possibilities. Like, for example, if you want to tap into the conversation of the enemy countries, right? And understanding those radio signals, capture those radio signals, understanding those, what their pilots or their army people are saying and all those things. For that also, you can implement AI, wherein whatever radio signals that we intercept, we can process it with AI model and we can understand. Also, there are many other areas wherein we can build autonomous weapons so that loss to human lives will be lesser in a scenario wherein we need to combat with our enemies, right? These are some of the examples, but there are many.
Dr. Chakrabarty, if you could throw some light on the initiatives launched by the government to educate the youth of the country in artificial intelligence, and how far is the inclination of the Indian government in investing in AI research, and is there some sort of growing connection between education and industry?
AI education is very, very important, and I think government has a huge focus on that. And even government has partnered with private companies to educate with, for example, Intel. So government has partnered with Intel to educate some 2 million or 3 million youths in different corners of the country, right, on AI education kind of. Similarly, I think there is a news very recently by our IT ministry that they want to train 5 lakhs village entrepreneurs on AI skills, practical AI skills. Very good initiatives in terms of training people. There are two types of AI education. One education is definitely happening because nowadays the people are getting AI degrees from colleges and universities. But the another type of education, which is mostly skill-based education, which is also required for those entrepreneurs or village entrepreneurs or those youths, okay, who wants to learn AI, right? So there, I think government is already playing a role. Of course, I think slowly and gradually they will scale it up from 5 lakhs to probably 50 lakhs or more. So that is already happening. So I think on the education, AI education side, we are picking up well. We have got many, many platforms also available wherein people can get trained in AI and get practical experiences also to a certain extent. On the research side, we are picking up, but we need to cover a lot compared to other countries, especially like United Nations, UK, China, Canada, and all other countries. So here, I think our universities and our academia should play a major role, and also our research institutions. Of course, endorsement from the government or the support from the government is already there. I think we should grow this kind of a culture into our DNA, into our ecosystem, that we are very good at building applications. Okay, we are very good at maintaining them. Applications, but also we should be very good at doing research and bringing some kind of innovations into this space. And I think this is happening already in institutions like IITs and some of the private institutions, even private research labs are actively working on different areas of AI.
Well, since we are talking about educational institutions, this April, Prime Minister Narendra Modi inaugurated AI super hubs at IIT Kanpur and IIT Bombay. Let's hear what the Prime Minister had to say about AI.
हमने विकसित भारत के लक्ष्य के लिए अगले 25 वर्षों की समय सीमा तय की है। आज हम देख रहे हैं भारत एआई डेवलपमेंट और एडॉप्शन में आगे रहने वाले देशों में शामिल है। इसके विस्तार के लिए सरकार ने इंडिया एआई मिशन को लॉन्च किया है। इसे वर्ल्ड क्लास इंफ्रास्ट्रक्चर, हाई क्वालिटी डेटा सेट्स और रिसर्च फैसिलिटी तैयार किए जाएंगे। भारत में एआई सेंटर्स ही एक्सेलेंस की संख्या भी बढ़ाई जा रही है। देश के जाने माने संस्थानों, उद्योगों और स्टार्टअप के द्वारा इन सेंटर्स ऑफ एक्सेलेंस को गति मिल रही है। हम मेक एआई इन इंडिया इसके विजन पर काम कर रहे हैं।
Dr. Chakrabarty, this accessibility, freedom and leverage, which come as key takeaway with the growing use of AI, Unfortunately, the AI-based tools that are powering innovation and productivity are also being used for complex and sophisticated cyber threats and deep fake. How do you connect this with the use of AI with a sense of responsibility and ethics?
AI is a very powerful technology. Unlike other technologies that we have seen in the past, say, 200, 300 years, this is something which has got that cognitive ability which human has. So human has cognitive ability, and that differentiates human from any other creatures in this universe, right? Similarly, AI has that cognitive ability. It has got that intelligence factor. So it is very important that we use it in an ethical manner. But definitely there are bad actors who are using it for bad purposes, like as you rightly said, for a different kind of hacking, for different kind of malicious softwares, building malicious softwares and all other activities that they are doing. So it is important that we safeguard ourselves from those bad actors or from those hackers. And for that also, there are tools available which are powered by AI. But that awareness is very, very important. Okay, I think today in our country, very, very less awareness in terms of the power of this technology, AI. And also, if we have to use it in a very responsible way, or if we can safeguard our asset, okay, our digital assets from any kind of hacking or any kind of malicious activities. So that awareness is very, very less. So it is, I think, very, very important, this awareness, training, and all other things are required on a citizen level. Okay, IT professionals or professionals who are working and all other things, they are to a certain extent aware, but I'm talking about the grassroots level, the citizens. This awareness has to come. And ethical use of AI, yes, definitely. Whatever we are doing as a country, our developer community, our data scientist community, they are following ethical norms, ethical guidelines. And also, there is a little bit of governance in place, because ethics can only be practiced, right? It cannot be enforced.
One last question, sir. Very, very briefly, what is the perspective of the government in your view? Is it limited to use of AI for economic growth? Or does it aim to use artificial intelligence for achieving the goal of more equitable and inclusive society? Very briefly, sir.
So I think the goal of the government is diverse. Okay, definitely they want to harness the economic benefit, because it brings huge potential in terms of the economic growth, but at the same time, it also wants to reap the benefit from a societal point of view, how AI can be used for the society, for the humanity, for the betterment of the all other things that AI can do.
Today, embracing artificial intelligence has become essential for keeping pace with evolving industry demands, unlocking new opportunities. The transformative power of artificial intelligence cannot be undermined in shaping the new order of the world. It's time that we use this great saga of facilitation and precision judiciously and ethically, and as a powerful tool of growth and advancement towards creating a more equitable and just society. Dr. Chakrabarty, thank you very much for sparing your valuable time and for this insightful discussion on the pertinent topic of global artificial intelligence landscape and India's progress in artificial intelligence. Thank you, sir.
Thank you so much.
You were listening to a discussion on global AI landscape and India's progress in AI. The participants were Dr. Utpal Chakrabarty, AI expert, and Sarabjit Kaur, anchor. This program was produced and presented by the News Services Division of Akashvani. You can listen to it on our mobile app, News on AIR. This program is also available on our YouTube channel, News on AIR Official. You may share your feedback about this program through email at airnsttalks@gmail.com or WhatsApp on 9289094044.
Spotlight.